Welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress.
Listen, if you want to write these down, I'm going to read them quickly in the Amplified. Mark 9:23. Jesus said, "You say to me, if you can do anything, why all things can be and are possible to him who believes." Now, the word believe is simple. To firmly be persuaded. Firmly be persuaded. How many of you are persuaded that Jesus came and died for your sins? Can anybody move you off of that one? There's a lot of doctrine. People can say, "Well, I don't believe that, and I believe that." But listen to me, the blood of Jesus Christ given for you and I has set us free from sin. We are going to heaven, we have eternal life, all because Jesus did what he did. I believe that. You can't persuade me to believe otherwise. I believe it. Can I give you another one? Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it's impossible to please and be satisfactory to him. For whoever would come near to God must believe that God exists and that is a rewarder of those who earnestly and diligently seek him out. Over in Romans chapter 8, it talks about having unbroken fellowship with God. If you want things to happen and I want things to happen, there has to be unbroken fellowship. Have you have a friend maybe that lives far away and you see him every 2 or 3 years? Anybody have somebody like that? Live in another town, maybe see him once a year? And you say, "Wow, you've really grown. Your hair is different." Because there's not a what? Unbroken fellowship where you see each other every day. You can do it in many, many ways. But I'm talking about seeing somebody, touching them, shaking their hand, giving them a high five. That unbroken fellowship shows up. But when you've got unbroken fellowship, say unbroken fellowship. I love sitting across from my wife and talking to her. And if we're having something to eat, just sitting across and talking to her. Having fellowship. It's a wonderful thing. Here's another one for you, then we'll go on to something else. You believe that God is one, you do well, so do the demons believe, and shudder, and terror and horror make a man's hair stand on end and contract the surface of the skin. If demons believe in the name of Jesus, why shouldn't we believe in Jesus in everything that's in this precious book? Amen? Good. So let's go over to Mark chapter 5, and I'm just trying to stretch a little bit like somebody would stretch a little pizza dough. So listen, the woman heard, the reports of Jesus. Say the reports. Now, I want to take your attention to something else. Hold your finger right there, because my job is to build your faith. Build your faith and build my faith at the same time. Go over to John's gospel, and I've shared this with you so many times, but I want to share it in context of the woman who heard reports. All right, are you ready? John chapter 21. Look at verse 22. All right, 21:22 of John's gospel. Jesus said to him, "If I want him to stay and survive and live until I come, what's that to you? What concern is it of yours? You follow me." Now look at 23. So word went out among the brethren that this disciple was not going to die. Yet Jesus did not say to him that he was not going to die, but if I want him to stay and survive till I come, what's that to you? Isn't that great? Jesus had to get in some of the disciples' faces. I love it. Listen, 24. It is this same disciple who is bearing witness to these things, who has recorded, written them, and we well know that his testimony is true. Why does he know the testimony is true? Because he had been there. Now here's the next verse, and here's the catch. Listen to me. And there are also many other things. We don't know that the woman with the issue of blood didn't see many other things that aren't written in the Word. We don't know that. Now let's finish the verse and you'll see what I'm talking about. If they should be all recorded one by one in detail, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain, have room for the books that would be written. We don't know what the woman saw. We don't know how long she followed him. Couldn't have been more than 3.5 years, but we don't know how long she followed. We don't know that she wasn't one when he fed the 5,000. When she saw the miracle of those few fish and a few loaves of bread, and how Jesus looked to heaven and thanked the Father and then distributed that boy's lunch to 5,000 people. And we all know it wasn't just 5,000. It says 5,000 men, but their wives, let's say they're all married, happily married. Let's say they all had two kids, 20,000. So we have a range of, let's say, between 5 and 20,000 people. I'm going after your faith to charge it up. What if the woman was one of those people? And she saw what he started with. And she saw what he had at the end. He didn't start with much, but he ended with more than what he started with. You and I don't need much for him to start with us. The key is giving it to him. And once we give it to him and let it go, he's going to give us back more than what we started with. How many of you are seeing this? I remember when I was in school and the teacher would say, all right, everybody, put on your thinking caps because you're going to ask something, all right? The Holy Spirit wants us to put on our spiritual thinking cap and see this woman, because the word says so, heard the reports. That means she heard somebody talking about it, and or she was there and saw it and heard. We don't know that she didn't stay behind and talk to some of the people. We don't know that she didn't stay and talk to one of the blind people that Jesus healed. How'd that happen? What happened? We don't know, but what we do know is what the scripture says, is she heard the reports. I'm here to tell you today that you and I can hear the reports in the Word of God, and the reports, if we will believe them, will set us free from the issues that you and I may have. Glory to God. You miss an opportunity to say, thank you, Jesus. Now, when we talked about John 10:10, we shouldn't give the enemy an opportunity. Remember that? And how do you give the enemy an opportunity? What's coming out of our mouth? It's that simple. We attract him, and we cause our environment not to be conducive for faith to grow, but doubt and fear to grow. And the reason we talk that way so the enemy can use what we say is because we really don't believe what it is we're saying. You've got to believe what you say. Holy Spirit, help my unbelief. We heard Marilyn Hickey, remember the wonderful woman of God that she is? She's 82, something like that. She said, at this point in my life, God has given me the biggest and most difficult assignments I've ever had. What? Wait a minute. What does the world say? Well, now you should slow down and take it easy. But when you work for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, God's looking for you to use you at any place in your life because he's got more for you to do, and they may be bigger than anything you ever tackled, but your faith has been tested and tried. You're a veteran now. Amen. Say, I'm a veteran. He's going to give me tougher assignments. And you're just ready to say, wow, now I can just chill. No, you can't chill. Amen. Romans 10:10. Are you ready? For with the heart, a person believes God's promise. And with the mouth, he confesses, declares openly and speaks out freely his faith and confirms his salvation. So what are the two ingredients you need? Believing it, then saying it. I believe I love my wife with every fiber of my being. If I believe that in my heart, guess what happens next? Honey, I love you with all of my heart. Glory to God. There's two things in Romans 10:10. I'm going to give them to you so you can see them and underline them if you want. First of all, believe God's promise with your heart. Now, I want you to understand something else, that the word heart and mind are many times interchangeable. That's why the enemy attacks our mind. That's why the word says renew your mind. How often? The other thing it teaches us is we've got to confess it to be true with our mouth. All right? 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. Listen to what it says. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by me and Silas and Timothy, was not yes and no. See, our faith has to come to a point where it's just yes. It has to be yes, even when we don't understand it. That's where I'm trying to get you. I can't shove you, can't push you, but I know in my own personal life, when things take place and I don't understand them, it makes no sense to me, I want to yell out, no, I'm not going, I'm not doing it. But instead, the word comes up on the inside and says, yes. Listen, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you, all right, is never yes and no, but in him, it's always been yes. He's our only choice. He's the only one with the answers of life. His name is Jesus. My goodness, I'm preaching happy. Amen. Glory to God. For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. They're not yes in you, not yes in me. They're yes in who? Every promise is what? Say yes in Christ. Not a maybe, not a could be, not a no. Say it out loud to me. Yes. His promises are always?
Yes.
How about shouting it? His promises are always?
Yes.
Never?
No.
Oh, I like that. No. See that? See, it all came down. His promises are always?
Yes.
Never? Oh, that's good. Yes in Christ. And so through him, the amen, now he's the amen, that's one of his names, is spoken by us to the glory of God. Now, when you and I say the word amen, because everything he has is a yes, it means, now listen to me, and you're going to say it with me, so be it in my life. Now, we're going to try that again. In him, there's always a
yes.
Now, can we go a little farther? And so be it in my life. Everything is yes, amen. So be it in my life. People aren't afraid to play loud music while they're driving their vehicle. So let our voices be heard. Let it be known. Yes, in Christ Jesus, amen. So be it in my life today, tomorrow, and the next day. Galatians chapter 3, verse 16 and verse 29. I'll give you both. The promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed. Not seeds, because the word's referring to the seed, which is Christ Jesus. My God, listen. And also in the 29th verse it says, if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Say the promise. Now listen to me. When you and I believe something, say when I believe something with my heart and confess it with my mouth and speak the amen, which is what? So be it in my life. You activate the Holy Ghost. You're activating the word. Quick question. In the book of Acts, the disciples were talking about who? And what were they told not to do? Don't talk about him. Why are people so afraid of the name of Jesus? Because there's power in the name of Jesus. What saves mankind is not the rhetoric that tickles the ears of people, but it's the precious name of Jesus spoken that will set men free.
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you'd like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus, because Jesus is alive. Jesus is